Welcome to Leadership Everywhere, the podcast on leadership in the 21st century. To ask questions and search for answers is a central aspect of our humanity. This is a creative act. In this podcast, I ask questions about leadership and explore them with you. By asking questions, I want to stimulate your imagination and create new images of leadership. This is episode 10, and today it's about purpose and career. Is the classic career out? Is the future jobs with purpose? For the ancient Greeks, work was primarily a vice that distracted from the beautiful life. Cool, right? Today, we want to work to fulfill our needs for a beautiful life. And that includes finding meaning in what we spend many hours a day doing. Why do you do what you do? Now, if you say, because I need to earn a living, feed a family, or buy a house, that's only part of the answer. After all, to accomplish those things, you could be doing something else. So there must be more to it than that. Let me tell you a little story. The story of Stacey Abrams. She was the first female African-American candidate for governor in Georgia in 2018. A really inspiring woman. She has a TED Talk on YouTube. It's worth listening to. Many years ago, she was a graduation speaker at her high school. I went to a high school myself in the American Midwest, and to give the graduation speech is a great honor. All graduation speakers in a class were invited to a reception hosted by the governor. The Abrams family came by bus because they were poor and didn't have a car. The guard at the governor's mansion did not let the family in. He saw black people getting off a bus. So they were also poor. They had no business in the governor's mansion. It took some persistence to get the guard to look at the invitation list and then admit them after all. At that moment, Stacey knew that she wanted to become the one standing at the gate. That she wanted to fight for the fact that being poor and black was not a disgrace. That as an underprivileged woman, she had the right to belong there. She tells her story because she was able to overcome the obstacles and setbacks she had on the way to the nomination, debt, fear, exhaustion, only because she knew why she was doing it. She wanted justice. That was what fulfilled her. That was her drive. And to achieve that, she studied law and went into politics. If I were to ask you now, why do you do your job? What drives you? What comes to your mind? When we talk about meaning, the why that drives us, you can't get past Simon Sinek. His best-selling book, Start With Why, from 2011, has triggered a small revolution in management thinking. He begins his book by saying, there are leaders and there are those who lead. Leaders hold a position of power and influence. Those who lead inspire us. To inspire comes from the Latin inspiratio, which can be translated as to animate, to give impetus to something, to inspire somebody to do something. Dear listeners, this is exactly what Leadership Everywhere is all about. It's not about position, but about what you are recognized for as a leader. What you inspire others with. This has a lot to do with what inspires you, yourself, what gives you meaning and brings out your best. In coaching sessions, it's often about finding out exactly that. It's like developing your personal mission statement. Many people find this difficult. We are not used to stopping and looking inside ourselves and asking ourselves, what's the difference that I want to make? Finding purpose in your career goes beyond helping yourself thrive. It's about working towards something that will ultimately make everyone better in one way or another. That can be very different things. Some find inspiration from helping others develop. For some it is to advance knowledge and innovation. For still others, it's serving people's needs. For some it is creating space for personal freedom and autonomy, or justice and fairness. My personal mission statement is to encourage and empower people to create a working world where all can thrive. You see, these are all things that have no expiration date, no short-term goals that you achieve and then you're done. Anything that has to do with purpose speaks to something that satisfies your innermost being, something that gives you meaning and brings out your best self. Think for a moment, what are the things you like and what are the things you love? Liking is something constant, long-term. You love your children, but sometimes you would like to shoot them to the moon because they are just annoying. However, you would never want to miss them. You like your work, you create and advance many things. But today the new concept for which you worked really hard was rejected. You are disappointed, annoyed. Maybe you would even just like to quit. This is a bit like the difference between happiness and fulfillment. Happiness is never eternal. It alternates with phases of less happiness or unhappiness. Fulfillment comes from within myself, from what drives me, what makes me face every single day. It's important to keep that apart. You can get a raise or a promotion. Of course, you're happy about it. That's going to last for a while. But if your job doesn't give you what's fulfilling for you, more money and a higher position won't compensate for that in the long run. You might even have appreciated more being able to work on a really exciting project that would have satisfied much better your desire to learn and to find creative solutions. It could also be the other way around. The new position is just right for you because it gives you more freedom to act, which is an important value for you and therefore meaningful. What is your perception of purpose? What would a meaningful job look like for you? What would you prepare to trade in for a meaningful job? There are a lot of studies on the life goals of generations Y and Z, who are the birth cohorts from around 1980 onwards. According to a study by the World Economic Forum from 2017, self-determination, enjoyment of life, and a meaningful job are most important to them. Traditional goals, such as a successful career or being able to afford a lot, are less important. The younger generations are not prepared to see their salaries as a painkiller for everyday office life. This also has to do with the fact that the younger generations, at least in the West, have largely grown up in prosperity and security. In our part of the world, salary ranks only third, with meaningfulness and work-life balance coming in first and second. So the issue of salary is still not entirely unimportant, but fair pay is a matter of course for the younger generations. The question of meaning and the work-life balance are deciding factors in the decision for or against a job offer. I belong to the baby boomer generation, and I wonder if it's really true that the desire for fulfillment in a job is actually less important for the older among us. Once basic needs are met, so you don't have to do a job out of sheer subsistence, the vast majority of people strive for a job that fulfills them in one way or another, and in my experience, that's independent of age. I have clients in their 50s who ask themselves, is that all there it is to it? Some are starting a new field of study or continuing their education because it gives them a sense of purpose and fulfillment. And they take great pleasure in contributing newly acquired knowledge or insights to their job and to their company. Isn't that much better than sitting and waiting for retirement? How do you align your career to your purpose? Can knowing your purpose help you take better decisions about your business, your career? Simon Sinek found out that people who inspire have one thing in common. They understand why they do what they do. He captured this insight in the Golden Circle. The Golden Circle consists of three concentric rings. The innermost is called why, the next how, and the outermost what. The Golden Circle shows how much more we can accomplish if we remember to start everything we do with the first question of why. The questions what am I doing and how am I doing it serve the realization of the why. Conversely, they become rather irrelevant if it's not clear why you are doing it. If you can't answer why, things become messy, latest when difficulties arise. Have you ever asked yourself, why am I doing this to myself? Have you found an answer to this question? If you know what's really important to you, you can better determine what obstacles and sacrifices you are willing to accept. The stronger the sense of purpose, the more people are willing to persevere. Some professions, for example, artists, inventors, founders, often take on big difficulties, even hardships, because of their passion for what they do. In the search for meaning and purpose, there are also misunderstandings. I have the feeling that purpose is becoming something like a status symbol. I've heard of companies that advertise with purpose, purpose becoming part of the branding strategy, so to speak. In many organizations, the classic career path, namely climbing up the hierarchies due to good performance, is much less possible than it used to be. Organizations have become flatter. Collaboration is no longer organized top-down, but rather in networks and team structures. More and more, companies are recognizing that a sense of purpose is the factor that motivates people, even if traditional career opportunities are diminishing. The devil is in the implementation. In some cases, this argument is also used to justify lower salaries. In other words, exchange money for purpose. But purpose is not a commodity or a service that has a material value. It's something that gives me, personally, meaning. Purpose is often expressed by values such as trust, self-determination, or sustainability. These can only provide meaning if they are actually lived by the company in a way that meets with your personal striving for these values. Not everything that has the label purpose on the outside has purpose inside. The second misunderstanding concerns jobs where purpose is the core business, so to speak. For example, in the social or environmental fields. There are just as many, under quotation marks, meaningless jobs in these sectors as in other areas. The point is, you have to find meaning in your job yourself. And there is no right and no wrong. For example, when you enter data into a database, it can be a meaningful job for you if you value that your work is the basis for good statistics or indicators that lead to sound, factual decisions. This job can also be meaningful for you because your data helps to create something that is important for you. For example, fewer emissions, better medicines, environmentally friendly products. In both cases, you know your why. In the first case, the quality of your work fulfills you. If you get recognition and also have nice colleagues, you will find your job meaningful. In the second case, your why is at a different level. You might strive to get into a position that gives you more leverage to do what you care about. A third point, and a very important one. Our values change very little throughout life. The development of values is largely complete after puberty. What changes are opportunities to become something. This goes hand in hand with personal growth, which includes ups and downs and sometimes aberrations. Finding one's purpose, your own mission statement, can be in the big questions of life, in the striving to improve the world. But it can also be in the small things, like pride to do a quality job, embracing life with joy, giving others a sense of connection, or changing something for the better in your own environment, in the job and outside the job. Dear listeners, with episode 10, this series of the podcast comes to an end. When I started doing the podcast about half a year ago, I had in mind to create episodes spanning across a spectrum of everyday work situations, the things that determine whether we work well together or not, whether we are motivated, whether we can develop, be vulnerable, and take responsibility, whether we feel included and can fully contribute to our organization's visions and goals. And I wanted to inspire you to be leaders, regardless of holding a formal leadership position. A lot depends on how we see ourselves, on our perception of humanity, and whether we want to get in the driver's seat and determine our own course. These questions have accompanied me throughout my professional life, and about 2 years ago, I created my model of leadership everywhere. You may remember the intro sequence where I explained it. The model has 5 digits, the 5 characteristics of my vision of leadership in the 21st century. I defined them as daring, visible, empowered, purpose-driven, and self-aware. With this podcast, I was looking for a way to bring these characteristics to life, to sort of show them in real-life action. Today's episode about purpose concludes this round. I'm taking now a break so that new fresh ideas can emerge again. Of course, I continue to be there for you as a coach and mentor whenever you need a sparring partner to test your visions or assumptions, when you are facing difficult issues or decisions, or want to work on your personal development. I welcome suggestions, feedback, constructive criticism, and questions from you. You can find more information and my contact details in the show notes. My articles, blog posts, and tips are still available on my website www.abado-coaching.com. And here comes the final bon mot along the way. Never give up fighting for what you want to do. Where there is passion and inspiration, you can't go wrong. The great Ella Fitzgerald. We stay in touch. Yours, Gabriela Abado.